Okay, we're looking for the big fruit regardless of what happens.
That's right.
Now,
some people plant it late. Some people plant it late and are for that reason may or may not have ripe tomatoes before the first frost occurs. If that does happen, the green fruit that you'll have, you know, if you plant it for some reason stunted or on and on and on, the green fruit you will have, if you side dress now, will be larger and will be physiologically mature. So what you have to ask yourself is, do I want to side dress now and pick a lot of large, extremely large green fruit, or do I want to not side dress now, you know, just kind of blow it off and pick a lot of small green fruit? That's the choice that you have to deal with. They're both going to ripen.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
you know, not only are you going to have the embarrassment of having done wrong, I mean, you're going to have the embarrassment of fouling up, but you're also going to have the embarrassment of fouling up with small green fruit.
Yeah.
So if you've fouled up, you can salvage yourself now by going outside dressing. Now, it's important with these hybrid tomato varieties and peppers, but it's and you need to do this every 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep them pumping from now on. And the fruit will get bigger and bigger and greener and will eventually ripen, we hope, if the temperatures stay up, you know, depend on how long the temperatures are hot. Now, this is also extremely important if you've just planted your broccoli and cauliflower, and we're going to be talking about some other things here a little bit later, onions and things like that, because those are leafy crops. Those are leafy crops, and leafy crops require much more nitrogen than any of the others. So if you're growing leafy crops like greens and things like that, not only will you make them produce larger heads, and if you're eating the foliage, such as cabbage or lettuce, or the foliage will actually be sweeter if you keep them more actively growing. And, of course, the temperature has a lot to do with it. The cooling of the temperature makes them sweeter, but also the activity and how fast they're growing also keeps them sweeter. So you've done good if you've got tomato plants growing real well. I know they grew tall and lanky. You were talking about how tall yours grew, and that's because it's 100 degrees. You know, they think they're vine when it's 100 degrees. And so, yeah, they grew tall and spindly. Now, of course, if you plant them in the shade, and I don't want to get off on that, they're tall and spindly and, you know.
They're going to stay that way.
They're going to stay that way. But if you got yours in the full sun, they're still kind of tall, maybe not as spindly, but that's mainly because of the heat of the temperature. And you're going to have to cage them, of course, kind of keep them contained. But like I said, mine are tall and spindly, but they're blooming. See, that's the important thing. These older varieties like Homestead, Betterboy, and some of those nasty things, if you'd fertilize them, sometimes they would never bloom. They just keep growing and would never bloom. These things will bloom. Now, the blooms may fall off, but that's not because of your side dressing and your fertilizing. That's because of the hot temperature. So give them a chance, and I think they'll reward you plentifully with a good harvest this fall.
Oh, it sounds encouraging, and this is the good time of the year, and we appreciate Dr. Jerry Parsons joining us for this. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and he will be back with us again on Thursday.